It is none other than Nickleby the Magician.
Good
Welcome.
Morning. I've appeared.
Fantastic. And I'm just going to get, I'm wondering why Jenny's not talking, because I've got to get her over here. There we go. Now I've got you, Jen. Beautiful.
There we go. I'm in.
Jenny Ferguson, part of the Buddy Bench this morning. Now, this is what I've been excited about all weekend. We've been talking about this. I was saying we're going to get Nickleby in. Now, I've seen you perform, you know, many a show all over the Kalula Coast and around the Sunshine Coast, and you just don't stop, mate. Do you ever, I mean, COVID, did it affect you? Did you pull up and do that sort of stuff,
stop,
or what?
I've definitely stopped this year for about 4 or 5 months.
Yeah.
Lost around 170 bookings that were cancelled over that 4 or 5 month period. But things are picking up. Things are getting better.
Yeah, school holidays, of course, coming up, which means we'll be seeing you all around the coast. I mean, I've seen you do stuff at Gympie Centro over the years. I think you tricked me into doing something there. It was a trick so quick, I forgot it happened.
He's sneaky like that.
Oh, he's got the... I know, he's just really good with the hand movement. And that's what it is. Magic is illusion and fun and, I don't know, it just takes me away. Even as a 50-year-old bloke, I still get carried away like I'm a 13-year-old boy. It's great.
How did you actually get started, Nick? What made you get into this crazy, cool business?
Well, my dad was a magician. He disappeared when I was four. And, no, my dad is actually a magician. He's still performing full-time.
Yeah.
And he was on TV in New Zealand for about 4 years. So I used to go down as a kid and watch him in the studio record his spots. And I guess that's where I got inspired to want to do magic one day. And then when I was 16, I left school. And he offered me a job to come on the road and as a bit of a roadie, not as a magician, just to help him do the sound and help in the show. And then from there, I ended up working for him for 4 years and started doing part of the show. And that's kind of how it started. 18 years later, I'm still doing it.
What a magical apprenticeship.
Do you get people coming up and going, oh, I know how you did that trick? I mean, how do you handle those, the naysayers in the audience who like to just catch you out?
Yeah, there's always one or two. You get two types of people, one that really wants to know how it's done and one that thinks they know how it's done.
Yeah.
But probably the more common question is, can you tell me how it's done? And I say, can you keep a secret? And they say, yes. And I say, well, so can I.
Perfect answer.
Yeah, you've got to have a few ways to handle that, because it happens on a daily basis. And the other one is, can you make my wife disappear? You know, and you've got to kind of laugh and pretend it's the first time you've heard it, even though it's probably the 10th in the same day.
Because the thing about doing a magic trick too is that you've got to have the banter. It's keeping the audience involved and you know, very quick. You've got the jibes in the audience coming, so you throw back at them, and you're also doing this thing with your hands. And I don't know, it's all part of the crafting of a show, and that's something you learn as part of the Magician's Guild, isn't it? There's a whole code of how it's got to work, you know?
It is. I guess it's sort of like there's a saying that a magician is an actor with a few tricks. It's more than just getting up and making something disappear. It's telling a story with it, or having a great routine to go with it, or making people laugh. So when they're laughing, you're secretly, you know, palming a rabbit or whatever. So, yeah, it's much more than just doing a trick.
And I've been lucky enough to see quite a few of your shows, and
you
are hilarious. Like, and you know when you see a good kids movie and the kids are laughing along, but then there's those jokes of the adults get as well. There's quite a lot of that, so it's great for everyone.
Oh, it's like a cartoon then.
Yeah, so good. And you had the beautiful rabbit Fluffy Bum, which passed away. Hey,
he did. He did. Actually, the day he passed away, it was a couple of days later. I had a video of him driving through KFC in a little car, tiny little car.
It's brilliant. I've seen it. I'll
and it to I basically. Head in a bush somewhere with a little remote control, and the little car went driving through there, and it got about 1.3 million hits overnight.
Of course it did.
And but he wasn't around to see it, sadly.
Oh, I didn't realise that was the next day.
Yeah.
And so you have to be a magician to have a rabbit's licence, is that right?
Yes, it's a very weird thing, isn't it, having a rabbit's licence.
What's the go there?
Well, what happened is I moved over from New Zealand and I went to buy a rabbit at the pet shop.
Ah, okay.
And they said, we can sell you a guinea pig, but we can't sell you a rabbit. So I went to the next pet shop and they said, we can sell you a guinea pig, but we can't sell you a rabbit. And I said, what's the deal? And they said, rabbits are illegal in Queensland. Now, I thought they were joking, but it's actually a $63,000 fine.
Holy moly.
For keeping a rabbit in Queensland. So being a magician, they said the only way you can keep a rabbit is if you're a magician, and they laughed. And I said, well, I'm a magician.
As a matter of fact.
They said, yeah, right.
And, otherwise, you'd be going to the hand puppet, you know, the hand through the hat or something to do that. Wow.
So I had to get one out of Sydney and... Yeah, so I'm on to my third rabbit now.
Aww.
So we're at the 7th of December. What have you got coming in the next couple of weeks? Are you, like, ramping up again now?
Yeah, so I've got a show coming up at the Caloundra RSL. We do a big Christmas show there every year. That's on the 15th of December.
Oh, writing that down.
I think that's the 15th. And other than that, I'm at RACV in Noosa doing a lot of shows there over the holidays. So if they've got any rooms left, make sure you book a room there.
Hey!
It's a fantastic spot. But other than that, it's a lot of private shows, corporate events, Christmas parties.
Okay, so you're busy.
Yeah, just signed a 2-year contract with Netflix.
What?
Yeah, $15.
Hold up, you just dropped a bomb there. Yeah, that's amazing.
$15 a month, I get all the channels.
Nickleby the Magician is with us live on Facebook and also live on the radio here today. Paul from Mullaney, you've got a question for Nickleby that you'd like to pass on?
Actually, Montreal, mate, but yeah, hi, Nickleby. My son's a unicycle riding, fire twirling rock star at about almost 22, and I would love for him to do a magician's workshop. Do you do any of those, please?
Mate, he sounds very impressive.
Absolutely.
Exciting.
Just an assistant, Nick.
That's right. Don't juggle chainsaws at the same time as doing the unicycle. That's my tip. I do quite a few magic workshops, actually. We did one recently at the Sunshine Plaza across the road here, and a number of places actually around Australia I've often booked to come and do magic workshops to try and inspire other kids to pick up the art of magic. I don't have any on just yet. But if you keep an eye on our Facebook page, definitely from time to time, 3 to 4 times a year, we do magic workshops. We will teach them 5 or 6 tricks, but not just teach them the tricks, also teach them the presentation of how to, you know, come up with a story and that for the trick as well.
Because the banter is important, Paul. You've got to have that repartee with the audience too. So.
Well, I reckon with his fire twirling, he could actually cook the rabbit, couldn't he?
Thank you, Paul. Was that a dad joke?
Yeah, it was.
All right. Yeah, Paul in Monville. I do apologise for saying you're Mullaney. All right, Nickleby, the time has come. We've been waiting and baiting everyone's breath on this for 10 minutes on the live stream. Now, is there a way to show a novice how to do a magic trick?
I can definitely teach you a magic trick. And I thought a good one today would be a trick all about trust. Because when you're in radio and you're with a co-host, you've got to be able to trust each other.
Oh, he's good, isn't he?
Yeah, you've got
We're learning,
got to know
Jen.
That you can trust what they're going to say next, right, Jenny? Because
okay.
It can be a scary thing, I'm sure, when you're on the radio with a co-host and you just don't know what's going to come out.
Well, Jen was tearing up this morning. I'm thinking, what do I do here? I mean, she's very emotional.
The tissues, that's what you do.
That's it. So I'm going to teach you a trick that's all about trust, and it uses 2 cups and some water. And I'm going to pour some water into the first cup like this, so you can try this at home. Just get 2 cups and some water and pour some water into the first cup and ask a friend or someone in the family to hold it on their head without looking in the cup.
He's passing the cup to Philco.
So if you're looking this live on the stream.
That's
so,
right.
Oh, where's my camera?
On the head. That's
on the head.
And then I'm going to take some water and pour it into my cup. Now, here's what's going to happen. I'm going to basically close my eyes. I'm going to get you to close your eyes as well.
Okay, yes.
And our thoughts are very powerful. So I want you to imagine that the water is disappearing. So just keep your eyes closed for about 20 seconds. Keep imagining.
His eyes are closed.
And it's going through my head. Yep. Is it this water?
Keep imagining the water's going.
Not sure if I want a waterlogged brain here, Nickleby.
Okay, now open your eyes. Open your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay, it's actually happened. That's all it takes, the power of the mind. And as I said, like, you've got to trust Jenny as a co-host here this morning. I need you to trust me now, right in this moment.
Yes.
I need you to trust me.
I trust you.
So I'm going to go first just to show you that you can trust me. So I'm going to lift my cup up, and on the count of 3, I'm going to tip it over my head and I won't get wet.
Okay.
1, 2,
wow.
3. Look at that.
There's no water falling on Nickleby's head.
Has gone. Now, this is where the trust part comes in, okay?
Yeah.
So I just want you to hold it up about 1/2 foot above your head. And when I say go on the count of 3, you're going to tip it straight over your head. Now, I do realize there's thousands of dollars worth of equipment, technical equipment around you. So hopefully this trust game will go right. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, upside down, upside down. Go, go, go. Faster, 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 faster. Come on, you can do it.
Oh, my gosh.
Upside down, upside down, upside down.
Are you looking
down
at this live on
there?
There's no water coming out of this cup. Oh, my God. And he's shaking it.
That was brilliant.
There you go.
I thought the trust part was going to be me because, Bilko, when your eyes were closed, Nickleby was drinking the water out of the cup that he had.
Oh, is that what was going on?
I thought that he was going to say, you know, Jenny, should he empty the water? What do I do? That was amazing. There was no water in the cup.
I was worried about all this water going through the gear here and us going off air and nothing fell on my head. You would have seen it
amazing.
Online there. Wow.
That's so good.
I now trust this man.
I don't want him to tell us how he did it, actually. I'm like you now. I don't want to know.
No, I just thought it was a good trust trick, and that was, man, job
great.
Well done.
Thanks,
was,
mate.
Fives all
thanks
around.
For thanks for trusting me.
He's all, I don't know, there's something up with you. You're
live
crazy.
Magic. There is nothing like it. Nickleby, thank you so much. And look, if, check out your Facebook page. We'll get the links up on the Zing one as well for your dates that are coming up. And if you want to get in for a Christmas party, is there still a couple of slots
just
left
still
in the
a couple
calendar?
Of dates available. Yep. Christmas right. is approaching very quickly.
Best Christmas party gig ever.